Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of the Sound Heart Radio. This morning's topic is life and death are in the power of the tongue. I'm going to be reading from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Quote, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." You and I live in an age wherein the sins of the tongue are celebrated or even lauded. And we live in a time in which the pathology of the tongue is encouraged by the social engineers. Persons are defiled or made unclean by the sins of the tongue. And you and I also know that persons have died because of the sins of the tongue. And others have been wounded and their lives irreparably ruined by the sins of the tongue. We can see the decay within our society by the way in which people seek to destroy one another by slander and libel. And so therefore, something is gravely wrong within Western culture. Now, the Word of God says some very important things to us about the sins of the tongue. Mind you, what the Bible states about the tongue was written for believers, that is, followers of God and of Christ Jesus. And so we would do well to think about and ponder this verse that we have in the book of Proverbs. Think about these words. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And so when we take time to really reflect upon what God is saying to us, then we understand something very pivotal and something very decisive about who we are and the way we should live before God. Now, Jesus himself said something very compelling with regard to the tongue. And this is what Jesus says in Matthew 12:36. "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." So this is a very sobering thought. And whereas society encourages the destruction of others by the tongue, Jesus says, on the other hand, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. So the Word of God has a very, very different viewpoint about the tongue And so believers need to understand that this very sobering truth is something that God wants us to really understand. Jesus also said in Matthew chapter 15 these words, "For out of the heart proceeds," this is Matthew 15:19, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, false witness," "and blasphemy. These," verse 28, "these are the things which defile a man." And so I want you to pay careful attention in verse 19 to that last word, blasphemies. The word blasphemy means to utter, or it means to slander the character of God. Both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, blasphemy can be toward God, the character of God, or it can be an attack upon persons or people. And so blasphemy is an old word that this culture no longer recognizes. And so people do not mind lying or bearing false witness. And Jesus said that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. And so, whereas society encourages blasphemy, the Bible tells us that there will be a day of reckoning. Because life and death are in the power of the tongue. And so please understand that persons who slander, persons who engage in libel, persons who are gifted with gab, persons who are cunning and deceitful, or who are very adroit and compelling with language, can be highly skilled in deception and leading astray. They can perform psychops against your spiritual life, and often do. Gaslighting is a form of psychops against the soul. And so the Bible tells us that the enemy, or the Satan, the opposer, is highly skilled at deception. He is the one who leads the nations astray. And so our only yardstick in this world, in this life, is the Word of God. Let me lift up the Word of God. Let me lift up the power of the Word of God. Because the Word of God is truth. The Word of God is that which conforms to reality, aletheia, the Greek word for truth. The Word of God is that which conforms to intrinsic reality, or what is intrinsically there. Falsehood, pseudos, is false or fake. It does not conform to the intrinsic environment of God, or to what is intrinsically there. So we go to the Word of God as our yardstick, and God tells us how important it is to use the tongue aright, to use the tongue in a healing manner. And the Bible discourages the use of the tongue in a manner that is destructive and harmful. Notice This is Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Here is biblical mind-body medicine. Here we have the redemptive power of using God's word aright. Pleasant words. This is really beautiful. Or words that are pleasant or suitable, becoming words. Please read Proverbs 15:26. Becoming words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Bad words, terrible words, unpleasant words decay the bones. There are studies that show what happens to persons, what happens to them physiologically when terrible, death-dealing words are spoken. We know, we've known now for a long time, that children who are raised in an environment where parents continually argue, we know that the growth hormone and the children suffer, or they fail to grow or to thrive, because they're in this harrowing environment that takes away their lives. And so they stop growing. This is well documented. I really want you to get what the Word of God says about the tongue and what the Word of God says about the pathology of the tongue or the sins of the tongue and how it destroys lives. The tongue can shatter lives. The tongue can cause and has caused persons to be put to death or incarcerated because of its lies and deceitfulness and subterfuge. Understand what the Bible is saying here, so you can become free or be set free. The Bible tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. There is an intrinsic or an inherent reciprocity with regard to the sins of the tongue. The person who speaks sinfully will receive Let me say that again. The one who speaks sinfully will receive sinfully, or will recoup or get back into one's life what one has done or what one has spoken. Lies are terrible things. In the Old Testament, slander listens against the life of another. This is very heavy. It's a very heavy show this morning, because this is something that I really want you to get and to understand. Please read the Word of God. Be strengthened by the Word of God. And let God set you free. Ask God to free you from sins of the tongue, and He will do so. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a great day.